Thank you so much for picking me up from the airport. It's been such a long day of airports and stale, recirculated air. It feels so good to be home. Yeah. I think I'm going to open a bottle of this wine I brought back, put on some music, and just chill. You're welcome to come in and hang out if you like. Yeah, I can tell you about my trip too. Sound good? Yay! Okay, come on in. All right, before we go open this wine, I need to be honest with you about something. Although I definitely want to tell you all about my trip, there is something else I want to talk to you about first before I lose my nerve. I spent the whole flight working myself up to this, and I'm super nervous about it, so just listen, okay? So, you know, we've been friends for a long time. You're one of my best friends. Somehow that makes this so much harder. But okay, doing this. So, I've spent a lot of time over the last months debating if I should say this or if I should just keep it to myself. But I can't keep it to myself anymore. When you asked me out last year, I wasn't in a good place. I didn't want to be with anyone at that point, but a part of me wanted to say yes, to take a chance with you. You're so great, and I don't know when I'll find someone else who compares, honestly. I tried to put it out of my mind and go back to us just being friends, but every time we'd hang out, I'd be reminded of how much I wish we were together. You've always been so sweet and kind and generous and just wonderful. And the fact that we're here almost a year later and we're both still single, it's almost like the universe is trying to tell me to get my shit together and speak up. That night before I left, that's when it really came together for me. Your warmth and comforting arms made it so that I couldn't ignore it anymore. And part of me wanted to tell you right then, but in a way, I'm glad I waited. I talked to my cousin Lisa about you, and she told me to stop being afraid. And once I showed her a picture, she told me I need to hurry up before somebody else snaps you up. Not that you're like a thing to be snapped up, but. Honestly, I'm still surprised that nobody has. But at the same time, I'm glad. I'd be pissing myself if I miss this chance. It's gonna sound cheesy, but I want to fall asleep every night with you holding me in your arms, just like that night. Really, I want to feel safe and loved every minute of every day with you. And I want to give you 10 times more. Probably sound crazy. I should just get my mouth shut. I'm sorry. I don't want to hurt our friendship, and we probably moved on months ago. I realize that. I feel so stupid and do that Would it be too much if I said I think I love you? I couldn't possibly be happier than I feel right now. Need a drink. Okay, let's open this wine and sit on the couch and I will tell you all about my trip, I promise. And maybe this one dream I had about you last week.